Ya pudimos disfrutar del Real Madrid contra Bayern Múnich y una fiesta con tremendos DJs, además de la mejor cerveza del mundo. Solo eran los cuartos de final. Imagínate cómo va a ser la final. No te pierdas el último evento Champions Live en Chile, el próximo 3 de junio para la final de la UEFA Champions League, junto a Heineken, la cerveza oficial. Entra a Heineken.cl y prepárate para vivir la final como nunca antes. Heineken Open Your World nos acompaña en este plan maestro después de escuchar a Congos con Come With Me Now, una banda de cuatro hermanos patiperros de Sudáfrica que crecieron entre su país natal, entre Inglaterra, hijo de un músico célebre, y que después se fueron a Estados Unidos, donde empezaron a forjar esta carrera que hoy ya tiene un nombre grande. Son tres discos, incluyendo uno que lanzaron el año pasado, y van a estar tocando en nuestro país el próximo dos horas más en el Centro Cultural Amanda. So guys, you've just put out a new album last year, which is called Egomaniac. Yeah. Yeah. What can you tell us about this album? And when you have such a big cultural upbringing, like the one we spoke earlier, how do you make your sound evolve through the years and through the records? Because okay, you had one massive hit with the first album, the second as well. So the pressure starts to mount. Probably you start wondering among yourselves, where do we go next? Mm. How do we do not get stuck in what we're doing and still get better as a band?
Well, Lunatic, a lot of it was written, and it was the whole album was released a long time ago, like in 2012 actually. Mm-hmm. And nothing happened with it, so we started progressing then, you know, when we had a lot of time to write and experiment, and then Come With Me Now took off. So we had already been experimenting and, you know, changing our sounds a bit, and then beyond that, I think as long as you have a pure interest in sound and writing, then it will drive itself, because obviously we're influenced by what's going on, you know. In the interim, we listen to new music and that seeps into us and so on.
What type of is there any new bands or new sounds that you got to listen in that period of time that
you probably can't hear it in Egomaniac, because Egomaniac was more electronic and stuff, but
yes,
Punch Brothers was a huge band for me to discover, this bluegrass band in uh-huh. the US, amazing musicians, and then the electronic side, just letting electronic influences seep into the music was probably a change on Egomaniac.
You like electronic bands, or you like DJs, or
we like producers? Yeah.
Yeah, like who?
There's a guy I like who does a lot of remixes, Avrosse. Avrosse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Oh, so you like a lot of club
Guy
music?
Barato.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
He's from Brazil.
Oh, really? Yeah, I've never even looked into his history. I just like his Massive Attack remixes.
Yeah, I think what we like is the production of electronic music and hip-hop music and even pop music. It's always pushing things forward. That's
yes.
evolving. The songwriting, not necessarily so crazy about. I think alternative music is maybe they may be writing some better songs, but they're always like 5 or 10 years behind the production of mm-hmm. Electronic and pop music. So you'll hear alternative music in 5 years. They'll be doing what... you know, what Drake is doing now, and or whatever,
yes.
you know, whatever pop music is doing now. And I think that's kind of lame. So we listen to that and like the sounds of it, and we want to incorporate that into, you know, good songwriting.
That's Egomaniac.
Yeah.
Bueno, nos cuenta que, claro, hay un aprendizaje importante, porque cuando sale su segundo disco oficial, que es el primero que todo el mundo escuchó, Lunatic, no pasó mucho en ese disco hasta que Come With Me Now despegó como canción. Entonces, por eso los 4 años que han pasado entre Lunatic y Egomaniac, que se notan en un sonido que, bueno, empezaron a escuchar mucha música, les gusta la música electrónica, nos mencionaban ahí influencias como Guy Borato, por ejemplo, y nos cuentan también que admiran de la música electrónica y el rap y el hip hop, que tiene una producción mucho más vanguardista, como que empuja un poco más los límites, a diferencia de la música alternativa, que agarra un poco las cosas tarde, pese a tener, según ellos también, una mayor calidad de composición. Entonces, de eso se trata el disco Egomaniac, que incorpora toda esta producción más moderna con el arte de hacer canciones del mundo alternativo. So you mix the craft of songwriting and the advances of electronic
that's the idea at least, production. Yeah.
Being brothers is helpful, or is we can compare you to Kings of Leon, but there are some cousins. Brothers, just four brothers, is it harder or easier?
We don't know what it's like to not be brothers, so it's hard to, it's hard to...
You've never been in a band with no brothers.
Yeah. The two older brothers have been in kind of a few little bands to start, but I think in general it's easier. The fact that we're all on the same page, we all know what we want, we're like-minded, you know, and we like a lot of the same things, a lot of the same music, so the difficulties we've learned to kind of get over really quickly.
Dice que, bueno, no le preguntaba si es más fácil o más difícil tener una banda, ser solo hermanos. Y dice, bueno, no podemos compararlo mucho con otras cosas porque no hemos tenido bandas que no son de hermanos. Es su única experiencia, pero dice que todo lo que... son muchas más facilidades que desventajas. Les gusta a todos lo mismo, todos piensan más o menos similar. Entonces, todas las dificultades que han podido tener las han sorteado muy rápido. Con todo esto que me cuenten y cómo me describen su exploración musical, me llama la atención cómo puede ser ese show y quiero que me lo describan para que se entusiasmen ustedes también con ir a verlos en un ratito más en el Centro Cultural Amanda. With all that we've been speaking here about your the music you like, the music you try to incorporate, the craft you put in your songwriting, but also this mixture of electronic music, the thing you bring from South Africa, the taste you have for electronic music, one wonders, probably you are able to mount a serious part in your live shows. So how can you describe your live shows to people that are there who don't have their tickets yet and probably they hear this and they say, oh, I want to go check this out?
I think this is the live shows, especially when they're in small clubs, they're
like today.
Like today it's the most fun for us because you're feeding off the energy of the crowd, and I'll say it's going to be a party. You're not going to want to go to work tomorrow. So that's how good it'll be.
Thankfully, it's a Saturday, so you won't. Yeah.
We're on tour. We don't keep track of the days.
For you, it's party from Monday to Monday.
Yeah.
Bueno, dicen que efectivamente se arma una fiesta, sobre todo cuando son en clubs más chicos como lo que va a pasar esta noche. Entonces, la gente que vaya lo va a pasar muy bien y no va a querer ir a trabajar al día siguiente. Le digo, claro, pero si es sábado al día siguiente no tienen que ir a trabajar. Y dicen, bueno, nosotros estamos de gira, no contamos los días, es fiesta de lunes a lunes. Les voy a, bueno, agradecer por estar con nosotros. Recuerden que tocan en Amanda en un par de horas más. Esto es la clausura oficial de Lollapalooza en Chile. Guys, thank you so much for coming to our radio. Your songs sound here for like 2 or 3 years. So cool. It's great to have you finally here, and we hope you have fun in your stay. You have fun in your show, and we hope you don't have to go to work tomorrow.
No, I think we just travel. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Vamos a escuchar este es el nuevo single de su último disco, Egomaniac, que está disponible ya a través de todas las plataformas de streaming, formato físico, salió en junio del año pasado, y esto es Birds Do It, lo nuevo de Congos, suena en el plan maestro de Rock and Pop.